Stats came out, kind of concerning stats came out recently, that there's 17,000 new logins a day to the website Ashley Madison, which is the dating website for people who are married or in a long-term relationship. And of that list, there were, in the top five, a number of Queensland towns that have shown an increase over the last few months. So it's one of those things we looked at and went, but why? Mm. We've actually managed to track down someone who has been on the website Ashley Madison for a fair few years, is in a long-term primary relationship, but has been seeing multiple other women outside of that through the website. His name is Chris, not his real name, but he joins us right now. How are you, Chris?
Good, thank you.
Chris, going to kick things off with a pretty sticky one. Like Gab said in the intro, you've been in a relationship for 20 years. Why do you cheat on your partner?
Well, I guess the bottom line is the relationship's not good. So needs not being met. So I went elsewhere.
So when you say the relationship's not good, why don't you then remove yourself from that relationship and seek other people rather than doing it on the side?
Yeah, well, there's children involved. Now's not a good time to leave that relationship. There will be in the future. So I guess I'm biding my time.
Right. Do you believe your partner, your long-term partner, may cheat on you also? And does she have any idea that you do?
I don't believe she does. She may very well. I'm extremely careful with what I do and how I go about things. So my take on that is that she's not aware.
So let's talk more about that. How do you mean you're careful? How do you log into this website, meet women, have affairs? How does that whole thing work? How are you able to do that?
Well, it's not something that takes up a whole lot of time. I don't log in or anything when I'm at home, only when I'm having lunch at work, something like that. I have things that I, hobbies that I do that take me away from the family. So, you know, instead of doing that, I might go and meet somebody. But it's not every week. You know, it's not that often.
Do you feel bad?
Definitely.
Then why do you continue to do it?
Because I'm a human and I have needs.
So where are we just talking sexual needs or emotional needs, or what kind of needs are you seeking through this website?
More emotional, yeah, definitely. More than physical, yes.
It sounds like in the relationship you're in, it's in a pretty bad spot. And I know you said, you know, there'll be a better time in the future to leave. But do you ever think pulling the pin sooner rather than later would be better for everyone concerned?
No, because of the age of the kids. So that's my main concern, is that they get through the things that they need to get through at the moment, the next few years, and then it will be a better time for them.
What would happen if the kids found out?
Well, that wouldn't be very good at all for me. But that's, you know, you calculate that those outcomes, you know, before you do things, you know. So that's what I've done.
Would you recommend that other people in your situation start an affair, do what you've done, you know, go on the website and effectively cheat? Would you recommend it as a good thing to do?
Well, you need to be aware of what you just spoke about, as in consequences, and you need to be able to accept those if things go awry for you. You know, so it's a bit of a damned if you do and damned if you don't, you know. You either suffer at home or you take the risk, you know. But if you take the risk, you've got to be prepared to wear the consequences.
So I guess the only thing that I'm trying to get my head around, Chris, is when you are at home with the family, with your kids, you're enjoying a bit of time together as that unit, how do you separate those feelings? Like, how do you put those feelings of guilt aside to be able to continue on as normal in that scenario?
Well, you can only put them aside so much, because that's something that you can't not feel. But it's what's happening for me on the side is exactly that, on the side. Now, there is some emotional link there and in those relationships, but there's also boundaries in those, and they're really clear. And if those boundaries get crossed, well, then that relationship finishes. And that's things that I talk about right at the beginning, so the thing's very clear.
Talk us through the boundaries. Like, what is that conversation like when you do meet with another woman? What boundaries are you setting?
Well, things like we're not out to change anybody's current situation. So that's pretty much number one. If anybody feels that they're becoming too attached, or, you know, if things are said that are concerning in that regard, well, then that's to be discussed. And if somebody wants to leave that relationship, well, that's okay. And that person has that right to do that.
So who are the people who you are meeting with? Are they other married people, or are they generally single people?
Married. In similar situations to me. It's not just about the physical. A lot of it I'm finding is more about a connection with people.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
And I guess,
you know, those sites have a certain, people look at them with a certain view that it's just for sex, but it's actually not.
Yeah.
Yes, there's plenty of that, but there's a lot of the people that I talk to, that's not their main reason why they're there.
You talked a lot about your boundaries and, I guess, you know, rules for the start of a relationship with people you meet. I guess if you're meeting with other people who are in committed relationships, they'd have a similar list as well, wouldn't they?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of discussion before I'll actually meet somebody, and that's fairly common. So, you know, you need to be careful.
I don't really have anything else to kind of ask to get to the bottom of this. I still don't quite understand the thought process. Like, I know what you're saying, but the feelings of guilt would just be so overwhelming for me. It just wouldn't be worth that kind of turmoil.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's not for everybody. You know, maybe there's, I guess I'm a bit older than you, if you're in a relationship for a long time and you've felt the way that I feel, you know, we can justify anything if we really want to, even if it doesn't make sense, you know, verbally. And if there's emotion attached to that, it gives that decision power, you know. So, but if you're in a long-term relationship and it's really not good and you know that it's not going to last, you know, that's where my thinking has come from. And so I think, you know, do I wait another 5 years till I try and get some of my needs met, or do I have a look around now? And so I decided to have a look around.
Do you still love your partner?
No.
That was a very easy, yeah, quick answer there.
It was, yeah.
Well, Chris, thank you for your honesty. I guess, yeah, you know, you come from a different place where Gabby comes from a different place. I come from a different place.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that we can respectfully get on and discuss it, and the fact that you had the gall to do that.
Yeah. And respectfully disagree.
respectfully disagree is great. But it's been really interesting to get your insight. Chris, who is a user of Ashley Madison, the website, again, thank you for your honesty, Chris. Appreciated.
My pleasure, anytime.